All right, it's Wednesday. This one's kind of a... This is kind of a different one, I have to say.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
Yeah, Who's the Douchebag is brought to you by our friends at On the Vine Marketplace, Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter, Route 1 in Scarborough. Unbelievable staff, friendly folks who know how to prepare dishes, whether it's from the butcher counter, the meat counter, the fish counter, whatever. All the produce, local produce and spices. Unbelievable. Check them out at onthevinemarketplace.com. All right, so the thing about Who's the Douchebag is, sometimes when people send them in, it's a difficult situation, mm-hmm. and there's really no real douchebag, but someone is wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anybody would call either one of the people involved in this letter a douchebag, but one of them wrote it because they want to know who's wrong.
Okay.
We don't call it who's the wrong.
Right, I know, it doesn't
who's
sound good.
The wrong,
you know what I mean?
Who's the wrong?
Yeah, it doesn't
who's
work.
Who's the wrong now?
Yeah, all right, okay.
That doesn't work.
All right.
Doesn't work.
So this is a sensitive subject. I want you to put yourself in their shoes, and maybe some of you have indeed been in these shoes. Okay? Good afternoon, G.
G!
Several years ago, I was stricken with a sudden disease that nearly killed me. Because of this, I can no longer apply for life insurance. Any attempt I have made since my illness was declined immediately. Needless to say, when my current term policy ends, I will have no insurance for my wife if I pass away. Okay? Tough spot. Fast forward to now. My wife had to have a fairly routine surgery. In order to have the surgery, she had to have a pre-op physical exam. During the exam, my wife's doctor found a lump that was concerning. She was sent to a specialist who confirmed it was concerning and merited being biopsied. The specialist said that it's probably nothing, but the size and characteristics were a little bit of concern. It was also explained that even if the tumor was not malignant, it would have to be monitored regularly in case it became so.
Mm-hmm.
This is not part of it. I don't want to monitor a tumor. And I would want that out as soon, mm-hmm. ASAP, pronto. I know it can't always be the case, but that's just first thing I think of. All right, so here we go. Shortly after meeting with the specialist, it dawned on me that if my wife is diagnosed with cancer, she too will become uninsurable. We currently have a life insurance policy on her, but it will expire before she's 60. I asked her if we should consider getting a small life insurance policy with a 35-year term just to make sure she has coverage in our retirement years. I was immediately met with, "What are you just trying to make money from my death?"
Ugh.
I can certainly understand her knee-jerk reaction to my suggestion, as timing obviously was not the best. Unfortunately, the biopsy results take a week or so. Timing was not on our side. I tried to explain this to her, along with the fact that I was only thinking of a $50,000 to $100,000 policy. Currently, her policy is much larger than that. Trying to get her to discuss the issue has been met with nothing but anger on her part. Well, I guess they're waiting for the answer. I love my wife, and I don't want to call her a douchebag under these circumstances. She's certainly stressed out right now, but at the end of the day, people need to make important decisions in times of stressful situations. I also don't want to be acting like a douchebag over something that maybe doesn't even matter as much as I seem to think it does. I would truly appreciate any insight in the Morning Buzz. I know this is an unusual submission. Thank you in advance.
How many years is she from 60 again? Did it say? Because he said the term.
Yeah.
The current
it doesn't
one
say how. It doesn't
60?
Say how far.
Well, that's
it doesn't say
question.
How far. We currently have a life insurance policy on her, but it will expire before she's 60. I'm going to guess she's not too far from it.
Yeah. See,
from the tone of the from the tone of the letter.
5 years, you get time to deal with that, or is she like 6 months?
You know, it's so hard.
That's a key part.
I mean, the reaction of hearing that news and the fear. I can't, again, like I said at the beginning, this isn't something that I believe either one is really a douchebag. I don't think you can call either one the douchebag, but maybe a little bit of insight to help maybe better handle it or explain.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, maybe I'm wrong, okay, but there are times as, even saying this, there are times as a guy when I think you feel like you have to be the protector, to the mm-hmm. much as you can, even though you can't in some things. And so you want to make sure things are taken care of.
Yep.
Even and though you're in, I guess you're taking care of yourself, but that's, you count too.
Well, insurance, yeah, I mean.
I mean, if she passes away, it's his finances that mm-hmm. he's worried about.
Well, I mean, if it's.
Which is a natural concern, however, you got to be delicate.
Yeah. A bad timing, I think, might be what you're guilty of, but right. sometimes you shift away from the emotion of something to what is black and white and what you can deal with, because the other thing scares you too much.
Yep.
You don't want to talk about it. It's like, well, I better have everything in order, because yeah. that's the only thing I know is putting things in order.
Might be the only thing that you can control at that point.
And but in this case, it's controlling what he's going to be left with if she passes away, so he's yeah. got to be really careful. So,
Laura, what do you think? You're mulling over there.
I am, because I feel like I'm a cold person, too, in that sense that I always think of, okay, logistically, what do we have to do? We have to make sure we're covered. We have to make, and I know it seems harsh and seems like, okay, I'm a douchebag, but I'm such a planner like that. And okay, yep, we're going to set that aside right now because we have to figure out what's going to come, what happens if you don't get coverage. Yeah, what happens if, yeah. and I'm so like that, and I know it makes me a douche. So I think that he's a douche. I'd be the same exact way. But it makes us douchebags.
We also don't know, obviously, if they have kids, it sounds like they would be older, but do they have grandkids, other people that need their financial support, which would be more incentive for him to get this straightened out?
I think he's looking for the costs. I think basically a small policy should
right,
there be, should
but
there be costs.
But it's all geared towards getting money back if she passes
right.
away, and what's he going to use that money for?
And I don't know what the results are. Maybe the results have already come in and it's okay. And mm-hmm. this is all can be a little bit of water under the bridge. I certainly hope that's the answer. But there's a period of time after hearing something like that where you gotta just step back and be that shoulder. You know, even if someone doesn't want the shoulder, all they need to know is that the shoulder's there, right? And the timing of bringing that up was probably, in retrospect, poor. But
at the same time, you could have been panicking.
I can't blame you, because everybody responds to that kind of thing differently, and everybody, including you, has fear, right? And when people are afraid, they do weird things. They try to control what they can control because they're afraid of what they can't.
I'm going to say he's the douchebag slightly, and also because you didn't give us some key information. How many years until she turned 60? You left out some key parts there.
What do you think, Sonny?
It's too quiet.
Well, I wish
it's hard because
I wish she would understand. I understand why she reacted that way, but they've been married a long time. She should know that he's coming. Maybe, like, I know that if I presented Scotty with that, he'd react that way because he doesn't know what else to do.
Yep. Maybe also he doesn't, if he passes away, she's getting nothing because he's got
right.
no policy.
So
maybe in the back of her mind, she's saying,
I don't think either one of you
shouldn't be concerned.
I don't think either one of you are douchebags. I don't want to call her a douchebag, but I wish that she would have the understanding of you from the years that you've been together to know that that's not what you're not about. I believe that you're not about that. I don't want to call her a douche. It's hard in this particular thing, but I don't want to call him one either. You know?
You got to call one of them.
You got to.
What do you say? You say him?
I think it's him because, and I'm admitting, I do the same thing. I know that's hard. Like, I'd be a douchebag.
I just don't want it to be a slam douche because I don't think either one of them really deserves it. So I just for the sake of avoiding a slam douche dunk, I will say her. But it's not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand. I guess that's the way. I know this is a different one, but life presents you curveballs and tough situations, and this is certainly one of them. So what do you say at 888-556-7625? Okay.
Is it him?
Huh?
Or her?
Yeah. And I trust you. Nothing but respect. Okay? Let's go to Alex. Alex, who's the douchebag here?
I really hate to say it, but only because of the fact that she's completely shutting down the conversation, I think it goes to the wife. You got to assume the husband's only coming from a place of love.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. She won't talk about it. It's met with complete anger and silence.
But that's how...
That's not helping.
It's not helping.
That's not helping.
But
thank you, Alex.
You just said everybody chooses a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know. I'm amazed. Rob, hi. Who's the douchebag here?
Understanding the sensitivity of the whole thing. I think his point is they only had a week to make this decision.
That's true.
So she had to make the decision before she was diagnosed.
If it comes back,
I believe it's her.
If it comes back with a positive diagnosis, it will be very, very difficult. You know, in this world, crazy. All right, thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. All right, so there's two.
If that's the case, then she would be the douche.
He said that. He said that. Yeah. He has to get it done in the week.
Jay, I feel bad either way. I mean, I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Jay,
this is Jay Ceezy in Po-Town.
Okay.
The wife is a douchebag. He need to get paid.
What?
He need to get paid.
He gets paid?
He need to get paid. Cream.
What?
Cream.
What?
I don't get it.
You will not be the caller.
I don't know. I don't. I can't even make. I didn't.
Can
even
you
understand.
Explain what you
He's
mean?
Gone.
He's gone.
That wasn't going anywhere sense. Good.
It's intriguing though. Cream. Where'd that come from?
He gets paid.
Christina, hi.
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 I think she's the douchebag. I mean, we all have to stop and think about our family. The first thing you should be thinking about is what are you going to leave your family with? I work for a life insurance company, and I deal with this every day.
Yeah, but you're dealing on that side of the fence. Somebody just tells you there's something inside of you that may, you know, be catastrophic. My mind would go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do. I can see that I would be angry. I can see the reaction being that way if it was brought up by like someone like Scotty. And I don't mean to pick on Scotty. He's a very sometimes when it comes to emotions and feelings, he shifts into. This has to be done, this has to be done, this has to be done. And to present that subject in that tone at that moment can be a real mistake. And I can
absolutely.
See how she would react badly that way. But, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Christina.
Can I just say we are so not hip because Cream, cash rules everything around me, the Wu-Tang reference, and that's all what right. he was saying?
I'm a 56-year-old guy. Forgive me for not knowing the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, but he...
Cream, cash rules everything.
No, I didn't know what... I didn't say it was... I just didn't understand it, man.
I feel like an idiot.
Cream, I'm sorry. No,
cash rules everything around
I'm sorry.
You didn't know that?
I didn't get the Wu-Tang to English...
so not hip.
Thesaurus.
No, you know. Funny.
Lisa, hi. Who's the douchebag here?
So, I have to say he is only because both of them are in a tough situation.
Very.
She's going to be finding out whether or not she could die.
Mm-hmm.
So, her mind is in a different place.
Yep.
And obviously, I'm sure he doesn't want her to die. So, both of them, I mean, it's just a tough spot.
Tough spot.
But I think only because she's the one who's going to have to go through whatever if this comes back, you know, treatment.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, her life could be shortened.
Yeah.
She's dealing with more,
yeah.
I guess.
I got you.
So who did
I got
she
you.
Say?
She said he.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe he just goes ahead and gets the
thank
damn,
you very
damn,
much.
Maybe he just goes ahead and gets the policy without telling her. Tells her later.
Yeah, but then he still looks like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these are usually with douchebags. It's somebody's just being an a-hole. This is not that kind of case at all. This is very different. Let's go to Jay. Jay, hi. Who's the douchebag?
Hi. He is the douchebag.
Whoa.
Bad timing?
Well, yes, bad timing. So, He wants his wife to find out, hi, you might have cancer, you're going to die, and FYI, you're also a douchebag.
Yeah, but if he's only got a week to make this decision...
Everybody's writing that
isn't
timing.
Isn't the end of the crunch?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is the hard subjects come up and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
People are saying it's timing. Timing is everything. You're getting this insurance policy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, but she already has an insurance policy.
No, but...
Until she's 60.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I fully expected everybody to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I really did. I'm very surprised at this. Amanda, hi. Who's the douchebag here?
Amanda? Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. She's the douchebag. Unfortunately, I was in the same situation. The first thing that came to my mind, being the one diagnosed with the cancer, was, is my family going to be taken care of? God forbid something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how is my husband, you know, going to pay for my burial if, mm-hmm, God forbid something happens?
Mm-hmm.
That's the responsible thing to do as an adult. And those thoughts came to my mind within, you know, the week of finding out.
Right.
Was, is everything prepared? I mean, luckily enough, you know, I'm going to live through it.
I'm very happy about that. Amanda, let me ask you this, though. You, in that moment of fear, you can at least understand her reaction. Even though you might not agree with it, you can understand how someone would have that, yeah, right?
Yes. My husband does not have life insurance, so, mm-hmm, God forbid anything happened to him.
Right.
You know, I've got to figure out how that's all going to work out.
Right.
But on the other hand, that I immediately went to that because, mm-hmm, you know, I need to make sure that he's able to, yeah, take care of our one last son, you know, that's in the house,
mm-hmm,
and make sure that, because I do provide half of the income, that, okay, he's still able to maintain a life,
gotcha,
if anything would have happened.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, Amanda. I'm glad you're doing better. All right. Stay strong. Thank you. Yeah, so there you go. I feel bad. I don't
know. We only have 42 right now.
I thought that was it.
I have 43.
No. Oh, okay. All right. I thought that was it. Okay, let's go to
four for her and three.
Let's go to Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. Kimberly, who's the douchebag?
Hi, Hor.
I thought that was the fifth.
Well, my husband is a 2-time cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Had lymphoma twice. My daughter was 9 months old when he was diagnosed. He's, mm-hmm, healthy today, thank,
mm-hmm,
God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of with Laura on this one. I'm a big planner, and if I would be doing everything I could to make sure he was all set.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel for both of them.
Right.
I hope she's okay. I hope he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with Laura on this one. I would plan to make sure that he is okay, because, right, that would be my main concern.
So you think in this case the douchebag would be her? Is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, yeah, okay, but no,
I just want to be clear. Just want to be clear. Okay, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it, Kimberly. So that's five. I'm not going to play the jingle out because I can't. No, I can't do that. I just a respect.
I
hope that everything's correct. Okay.
We've been in situations before. Okay, so, I mean, it's just
like
a jingle.
This. We can handle this.
No, we
can
handle it.
It's a jingle.
Was it Who's the Douchebag or was it not Who's the Douchebag?
She's tougher than that. Come on.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
Well,
I don't know why Laura had to sing along to
that. Yeah, singing was kind of.
Well, you know where we're coming from. If you're listening and you know how we feel, we're all pulling for you both. Obviously, you know, it's a tough situation. But also, the reason that I read it is because, you know, these situations happen, mm-hmm, and somebody else could have this, something like this come up, and it's something you got to kind of have in the back of your head that at any given moment, anything could change and go in a direction you never could have anticipated, you know?
Here's some advice from a life insurance agent. They should call their current company and see if they can convert their current policy to permanent policies, as they won't have to worry about insurability. Many policies have those options up until the end of the 20 or 30 years, even if you have an uninsurable condition now, that you can put a permanent policy in place. So call, mm-hmm, your agent.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. There's a good tip right there. Okay.
A lot of emails coming in about,
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's life. It's life. So I just hope that we hear back from them and hope we hear everything's okay. Fingers crossed. All right. Keep them in your prayers. 825. Kelly's got news coming up next.